Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't gonna spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast.
What's going on, people? Joining me right now is someone who I've got to say is a bit of a master of all talents, should I be? But I will school you up on the full pitch. But I will outbar you. But I will do too many things in one go. Introduce yourself to the people, but they're already going to know who you are anyway.
Come on, man. This is Graf the General coming straight out of Leeds City or 113 West Yorkshire. Winner of Rap Game UK season 2, man.
Yeah, and I mean that, well, I mean, it's a bit overdue now, but congratulations for that anyway.
Thank you, bro.
And your journey has been quite interesting. I mean, you can kind of go on beats, like obviously, like, you know what now is very much the drill, it's very contemporary, it's from the, you know, the sign of the times. But let's talk about Chapters.
Sick.
Let's go back. That was the first drop 2016 times, right?
Yeah, you're throwing it back. Sick.
Yeah, had to do it, man. Had to. Like, that's a different you. I mean, there's obviously a lot of growth and development that someone does in 5 years anyway. Do you know what I mean? But like, you went from being like, what, a Leeds Academy player?
Yeah.
To then moving away to then start doing music. Mm. And then Chapters was that first portion. So let's talk about that part of your life, man. Like, what was it, football, that was just getting to the point now where it was looking a bit techie and you was like, oh, let me do something else? Or was music something you always wanted to do and it was always on the side?
Going back to that time specifically, when I was 16, when I released Chapters, I was playing at Leeds then. My main focus was to become a pro footballer at that time.
Yeah.
And music was a form of expression for me at that point in my life then. So at that time, I would just focus on the football and just releasing music as a hobby. It was later on in my life when I was around 18, 19, when I made the choice to pursue music like wholeheartedly. And the reason behind that was because my career in football wasn't going as well as I thought it would. I didn't get my pro contract at Leeds or Rotherham. And then I was going on trial at other clubs. Things weren't working out, but my music career was. So I was like, you know what? Let me just put all my effort into music. And here I am today, man. It wasn't an easy decision. It took years of deliberating, bro, but it was the best decision that I've made to date for my career.
I hear it. And I mean, there's so many people that are football youth prospects and that try to do well. I mean, we sound like we're a sports channel right now, but yeah, it's an important part of the conversation to have. But some of the people, they don't necessarily have a plan B, but you've had one, and the plan B now is greater than the plan A, I guess. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, most definitely, bro. It's important you said that, though, because a lot of the kids that, you know, are in academies, they put all their focus into becoming a pro footballer. The teams that they're at are just giving them all these false promises, like, yo, you're going to make it one day, like, we're going to sign you this and that. And they're just saying that for the moment. So a lot of the things that I say to the young kids in those academy setups is to put their energy into football, but to also have their mind open to other career paths and to put all their eggs into different baskets opposed to just one, because you never know what can happen.
That's 100% true. And I mean, for you, someone who's, you know, a young guy, you know, you're still very much the beginning of your journey. Like, there's been so much, and obviously a lot of the lyrics that you put in and some of the stuff that we saw in the Rap Game, it might make you seem like you're way older than you are, you know? Like, the maturity level from yourself is so key to why, like, people kind of, I think, can digest your music quite a bit from what they've heard so far. Yeah. So, like, what made you kind of go down that effort? Because obviously, as you're listening around, I know one of your first bars was about, it's like a girl called Demi. You know what I mean? Shout out the presence bar and all that.
Yeah,
I hear it. But like, what made you want to go down that route? Because in the UK, you know, we're a small island. I know sometimes a lot of people always think we're much bigger than we are because music's been popping the last couple of years. But sometimes people aren't receptive to like real rap in the way that you are packaging it until you know what. Do you know what I mean?
I just feel like for myself, bro, I'm just a person that has a lot of like integrity. I know what I stand for. I know what types of music I appreciate, and I know what type of message I'm trying to put out into the world through my music. So because I'm very sure of myself, you can hear and see that through my music and when you're speaking to me, and just the way that I move just generally. And I'm not somebody that kind of just like follows waves or follows trends, because they're just waves, they subside, you feel me? So I just try and always remain myself, be authentic, be unique. And I know that with the music I'm creating and what's to come, and just I'm just so confident and sure of myself that I know people are going to latch onto the music I'm making. Whether it took a while or whatever, I just know that great things are going to happen for me. And I've just got to stay true to myself. And that's what I just do in my music, bro.
Yeah, 100%. And I think having that strong mentality is always key, because I think being a creative, wherever you are around the world, sometimes you kind of, you're like 5 minutes, you're like, yeah, I'm sick, I'm going to do this. And then like 15 minutes, you're like, nah, I ain't got this shit. I'm about to leave, I'm about to drop out, I'm not feeling it. And to make sure that you're keeping your mind like tunnel visioned and just knowing exactly what you want to do is so key. So credit to you for that as well, man.
Respect, bro. Thank you, man.
So now let's talk about the rap game. I'm trying to stay away from it as much as possible, because I'm sure you've probably had everyone talk about the rap game. But like watching that, as I think, because like, was that broadcast? It was broadcast end of last year, right? Because this year's going so fast.
Yeah. When did it start? I think it started in like May, March times last year, ended in November, something like that.
Yeah, so like obviously you had the break, which they showed because of COVID and stuff like that. Obviously why we're doing this on Zoom right now and that. But like for you, how was that journey? Because at first it seemed like it was getting a little bit shaky. And then eventually you just like, I can always see, compared to some of the, all right, I'm going to be real, I'm not dissing anyone, yeah, but some of the people that were on that show were doing some nonsenses. And the fight in the first, I think like the first or the second episode, yeah, I was like, why is everyone bugging for? Like, I understood, because I'm going to talk about it a little bit about like music scenes outside of London and being appreciated and stuff like that. We're going to touch that. But I didn't understand some of the stuff. So for you, because obviously you kind of put your arm, was it Shogun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of put your arm around him and said like, bro, like, just chill. So like when you were seeing that live in 4K, like how was that for you?
The whole experience on the rap game, bro, was amazing, man. Something that it's kind of like a once in a lifetime opportunity, because I wouldn't do anything like that again.
Yeah.
So the whole experience was amazing, proper, insightful. I learned a lot. I met some great people, evidently, you know, like the artists on there, the hosts, guest judges, just everything, man. Like, it's sick experience, and it's changed my life for the better. And then obviously on the second question you was asking me about like the Shogun and Micah situation, when people were going on with their confusion, it was funny in the moment, because it's like you can see it, people are so passionate, the pressure's getting to them, like the whole environment's just bubbling and getting to them, you feel me? But me, bro, as you could probably see, I just did my thing, tried to stay on the straight and narrow, just focus on what I needed to do. And when any confusion like that happened, I was just like, yeah, it's not worth it, man. Let's just keep doing our thing.
Listen, I know that, and I know that no one should ever come and try ever clash you in a rap battle.
Bro, the clashing thing, man. Like, I grew up on grime, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a grime kid. I grew up on Chip, Getz, Kano, Wiley, you name it, bro. So I've watched clashes from young. My first genre of music that I started putting out was rap, hip hop, and grime. So that element is within me. I've done enough like radio sets, so clashing and like performing and beating my opponent is embedded within me, bro. So if anybody wants to clash, it's always gonna be pure smoke, bro.
Listen, in the season that we're in right now, some of the names that you mentioned, they're all kind of beefing each other with steepnesses right now. Don't fling your name into that ring just yet. You know what I mean? Let's get a couple more tracks first.
Yeah.
Fling you in there still, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But let's talk about, so one element I was going to talk about as well is life outside of London. Obviously, you are a passionate person from Leeds.
Yeah.
when I think off the top of my head from Leeds musician-wise, in hip-hop or black music, I should say in general, I can't think of that many names. Is there people I'm missing, or am I just being mad ignorant right now?
Who do you know, bro?
Man, I'm trying to think. I don't think, apart from you, I don't think I know anyone from Leeds, honestly. Or if they are, they're not mentioning it.
But bro, listen. You have every right to say that you're only aware of me, and I get it. And that's why I'm so like proud and always shouting out Leeds, yeah? Because I know the talent in Leeds is amazing. Even the artists before me that are older than me, like, they've done their thing, and then the youngers coming up, they're doing their thing as well. So I want to shine the limelight on the city. But artists that are broke through from Leeds, for instance, there's Corin Bailey Ray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Corin Bailey Ray. There's a lot, few like rock bands and stuff, but obviously that's a different scene, so I'm not that familiar with them. Have you heard of Tom Zanetti?
Yeah.
So different scene again, more of the dance scene. But in terms of rappers, bro, no one. You get me? And that's why I'm always plugging away and trying to use everything that, you know, the opportunity that I'm in to showcase myself and the city.
I hear it. I mean, with when it comes to Leeds as well, like, what was it like growing up in Leeds? You know what I mean? As a young black kid, like, because obviously London, everyone's kind of heard the London experience. It's overplayed at this point. I'm from London. I know it. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I always say to some of my mates, when I went, because I lived in Southampton for uni, boy, obviously, I know Southampton Leeds is different, but Southampton was a different vibe altogether. And like, the way people be treating you, like, and making it clear, oh yeah, you're black, like, don't forget. Like, do you know what I'm saying? It's like,
okay.
I'm not really here for that. And then I spoke to some of my mates who went to Leeds University. I know the Leeds University experience is different to how you live there.
Yeah.
People were kind of saying stuff that was a bit similar. So what was it like for you and like the music scene and stuff in general?
It's interesting because I've never heard anyone say that from what you just said. But growing up in Leeds, bro, like, I had a good childhood, man. Like, obviously, bare difficulties in the bits that I grew up in. Loads of good times. Racism, if we want to touch on that topic, not really experienced that growing up. Like, I grew up in a very diverse and multicultural area. I went to a diverse primary school, high school. So all of us, there's a lot of togetherness, you get me? White, black, Asian, you name it, bro. So I feel like the similar difficulties and struggles that the young G's grow up in London with, it's similar to Leeds, but obviously London is a much bigger extent, because it's a bigger place, you get me?
Yeah.
But generally, bro, like, Leeds is a nice city, man. The people are nice. There's a lot of Caribbean, African people, Asian people. Like, I don't really know what to say, bro. It's a good place, man. And I'd say the main difference is, in Leeds to London, say when you're walking around in London, everyone's just focused on themselves, isn't it? you know exactly what I'm going to say. You come to Leeds, bro. You come to Leeds, people are like, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. There's a lot. Just that togetherness, that friendliness. You know what I'm saying? It's nice.
Yeah, nah, I hear it. Shall I tell you why? Because I remember when I first came back, so I was in Southampton for like my first term, right? I come back to London now, and there's a thing that kind of people do. It's like the black camaraderie thing, right? So you should be nodding your head. You don't know the person at all. I ain't going to have a conversation with you. I'm just going to acknowledge your presence, do the same thing back. So I go back to London now, and I kind of did that for somebody, isn't it? Like, I gave him a head nod, and then the breath started staring at me like, do I know you? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm in the wrong city for that, you know? Just go back to my head down and keeping it moving. And then I knew I was in London for too long. But last year, obviously I know last year was a mad year for everyone. Now I'm back in London for like full time. I don't really look around. I'm not trying to say hello to people. I will, don't get me wrong, I will actually be nice and say hello. I ain't gonna just look at you like, move. But someone that knew like the head, though, you're right. I looked at them like, how you doing? I was like, no. You're right, how you doing? Had to be nice. Do you know what I mean? Like, had to show the hospitality, because it's true, like, Londoners in general, mad antisocial. Ain't no one's got time for no one like that. You know what I mean? But, like, so for you, translating that into music then, so like, early influences, who for you was like the main go-to people, apart from obviously the grime side of things?
Okay.
Like, who else shaped your sound? Because when you listen to some of the other songs in your catalog, you don't hear, you hear flows that are similar to grime, but they're not on grime beats or anything like that. So like, who were some of the other influences that kind of helped shape your sound?
Yeah, away from the grime artists, I'd definitely say Nas, a hip hop group from America called Little Brother. And then as I got older, I started listening to like Young's Teflon, Pot of Paper, just that realness in the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I took inspiration from them for. I really like J. Cole and Kendrick. So just like a variety of artists that have inspired me, bro. And especially like music as a whole, just the sounds of different genres inspire me as well.
Yeah. Mm. Do you go out and reach out for international music as well? Are you hitting, or are you just kind of keeping it? Apart from obviously, when I say international, I don't mean America, because people listen to American music enough, but I mean like European music, more like Caribbean music, African music in general, or?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I listen to a lot of Afro music. I listen to a lot of like soulful Afro house. I listen to a lot of like Caribbean music. So I like a lot of the old school like dancehall, reggae and lovers rock, the soulful vibes, and then the more upbeat vibes from the dancehall, which you can probably hear in a lot of my music. There's a lot of that like Caribbean and the patois, the elements.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I listen to international music for sure.
Mm. I think international, when we talk about Caribbean music, I think because of the way the UK is kind of like all the black people that are in the UK, it's easy for people to relate to patois quite easily.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So as soon as they hear that, they're switching on. Because even like some of the cuts they do, obviously editing is an amazing thing, but on the rap game, as soon as you kind of switch to that, you see the reaction of like Krypton Coden or Target, and they'd be like nodding their head just a little bit more.
Yeah.
To what you're saying, do you know what I mean? And it's stuff like that that makes a big difference in switching up the flows. But for you now, let's go to the present. Let's talk about now. Mm. You know what's out. I don't understand how it's only got like under 60,000 views on GRM. Expect that to go up crazy, because yeah, the song is a very, very good. I just think right now, people just need that. You know what? The YouTube algorithm needs to do its work. Like, it needs to be your job. You know what I mean? Right now, it's not OT. It's just doing nonsense. Mm-hmm. But like, how long did it take you to construct that? Why was that the first song you wanted to, you know, release? And because we'll talk about the Play Dirty stuff in a minute, but like, why was that the first song that you wanted to release now?
So yeah, I think, you know what? It took me maybe a few weeks to construct, if that. I sat down with my brethren and we had a conversation, and they was like, Graft, make a song that you want to make that represents you, that's authentic, and just give that to everyone. Had that conversation, maybe a week or two after that, I'd wrote You Know What. So that was the inspiration behind it. Then after that, you know, we shot the music video in Leeds. I went to West London to record the single with the same engineer, Krypton Coden News. And then we just got the whole process for the single, the promo, the music video and everything just sorted off, you know, over a few months.
Mm.
And the reason why I thought that was the right song to release through the label is because it showcases myself, the city I'm from, Leeds, the people that mean the most to me, the landmarks. Even just the sound, like the trumpet on there. I like a lot of live instrumentation and jazzy sounds and just instruments in general.
Yeah.
So I merged that side of me with what's current with drill, merged that together. And I just feel like it's a good like representation of myself and a good like introductory single for the new listeners like yourself on me.
Yeah.
Because that's the sound that I'm going to be running with. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because when I heard the trumpet and stuff as well, like it reminded me a bit like Central Cee's Loaded, which has gone on to do like quite a bit of like, no, a lot of numbers. You know what I mean? It's one of his breakout songs for himself. So I hear it. And I mean, obviously you're talking about people just saying the same stuff on the record And then you're schooling them on a drill beat. So I was just like, wait, Graft, relax, like, chill. Stop moving mad, didn't it? But also talking about, you know, you and your friends, and like, there's one lyric on there which is kind of like, how could like the head person, obviously I'm not, these are not verbatim in it, but how can like the head person eat and the rest of the team's not eating? And there's other little bars and gems in there. So when you're writing your lyrics, especially for like songs like this, because when you're kind of like freestyling or you're rapping, it's slightly different. People want to hear something, but songs, people are going to go back and listen. So are you actively looking to feed in different like punchlines and bars for different people? Because obviously you could speak to 20 different people and someone's going to give you 20 different responses. So is that something you're kind of actively doing?
In a way, bro, I feel like when I'm through my creative process, I'm trying to write like punchlines and like, you know, the concepts and everything that relates to me, everything that I want to put into the song.
Yeah,
I'm putting in, but I'm definitely considerate of like people across the board. Like, this type of person might like this, or that would relate to the man them, or lady might like that. So yeah, I am considering it all. But the main reason behind a lot of my lyrics is because it resonates with me. That's what I want to be putting in.
Yeah, it's important, man. You have to, in this day and age, it's always good to have a representation that represents you and not just chat about the general nonsense. Do you know what I mean? Because then people want to listen to people who, you know, they can reflect on, they can resonate with.
Big fan.
Not just, I can't even swear, chat S merchants. Yeah, I mean, that's what I call them still.
Yeah.
But like that, so let's talk about Krept and Conan then real quick, because we're obviously, everyone knows the winner of the rap game, they get this deal with Krept and Conan. So is this a single deal? Is this a deal where you're signed completely? Like, break it down for us, man. If you can.
Yeah, I can break that down. It's easy, bro. The winner of the rap game gets a single deal with Play Dirty Records, Krept and Conan's label. So now that I've released my single, I'm independent and I'm just ready to go, bro.
Yeah, so like,
ready to do my thing.
There's one thing I got to ask, and then we're going to talk about your independent life after that, right? Is there a remix on the cards, or is it literally just you drop the single, you kind of shake hands, you keep it moving?
I can't write anything off, bro, so you could hear a remix for sure.
I want a remix though. I want to let the song breathe and do its thing first.
Yeah.
But a remix, I could see, like, if I was in the studio right now and I was Krept and Conan, which I'm not, obviously, I'd probably be like, I want to jump on this tune. But like, listen, I expect to see Graft, Krept and Conan on there in like 2 months time, innit? I didn't say it for you. You didn't say it. I'm just saying it's going to happen, innit? Simple as
say
that.
Say nothing, bro. Put that out there, man. God
in willing. In the universe, isn't that? Come on. But let's talk about independent life then. So obviously now, like you said, you're independent. You're doing your own thing. What are we working towards? Are you going to keep dropping singles? Are you going to get an EP? Are you going to get an album? What's your plan?
My plan, bro, is just to maintain the consistency for my own career. So next will just be more singles, more freestyles, music videos, but upping the levels on them each and every time. Because I just want to be in everyone's face, man, and I just want to get myself out there. So more consistent releases, and then next year I'll be releasing a project.
Okay. Yeah. Early, middle, late? What are you
saying? I'd say middle. I'd say middle, yeah. Summertime, man.
Okay, sounds good still. Perfect time to be dropping songs like that as well, like a project, because people always want that song of the summer. And if you're coming with consistency, more people can be listening by then, so it makes more sense.
Exactly, bro.
And I feel like with opportunities, like I remember from season one, Ransom was doing quite a lot of stuff and he was in and about, and I know there's been opportunities for some of the others as well. So I'm sure you've probably got some stuff lined up, you know, other people trying to, you know, lock things in as well.
Bro, the main thing that I wanted from Rap Game, yeah, was the exposure. And that's exactly what I've got. So the type of opportunities that I've been getting are endless, bro.
Like, yeah.
They're really sick, man. I feel grateful for them, for real.
And listen, credit to you for doing that. I feel like, is there anything else you should cover right now? Is there anything else you want to talk about while we're here? Right now,
I think just for man to plug my single. So obviously, guys, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at I Am Graft. That's all one word, GRAFT. And then make sure you add my brand new single, You Know What, to all your playlists on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to your music. And just keep your eyes on me, man. Keep your eyes peeled. Follow the journey, because it's just going to get bigger and better every single week, every day, every year, man. So love for having me, my bro. Thank you.
No worries, my pleasure. And listen, everyone, go do that, because the song's big. I don't just gas certain songs like that. You know what I mean? The song's good. Go cop the ting. Go stream the ting. It's up to you, isn't it? Save the 99p, stream it. Want to spend it? 99p. Do the ting. Graft, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Love, my brother. Thank you for your time, man.
No worries.
Respect you.